Half an hour had passed. His watch, some Seiko thing he had picked up on a business trip to the States, stated in black on blue that it was 3:37 a.m. It had been in a glass display at the duty-free shop. He never bought anything in airport shops. It was always too expensive. He'd rather lose some money exchanging leftover currency than spending it on some trivial gift or candy. Now it was 3:37 a.m. in a hotel in the East German city of Dresden. At first he had been adamant about getting a flight back to London, but the last flight was cancelled due to a storm over the canal. He was stuck in Dresden. While he was waiting for a cab outside the airport, he felt the drizzle coming down, soaking him slowly as he sat there on his suitcase. Fighting to keep tears out of his eyes, he tried to find clear patches of sky, but it was completely overcast, drizzle turning into rain. When the cab pulled up, he was miserable, his hair sticking to his face. His mind was battling a storm over the North Sea, still hoping that by some miracle, the big display in the hall behind him would start flashing up, a voice coming through the speakers, redeeming words telling him to haul ass and get on that plane, because they were late as it is. Instead, the cabbie asked him, "Wohin geht's?" So back to the old warehouse on the bank of the River Elbe. The hotel was a big cube-like object which looked old, dilapidated and mean. The city had decided to turn it into a hotel to accompany the newly built Congress Center. He had read the information on the leaflet when he was on the can earlier that day. The airport was ridiculously close to the city center. He thought of New York, of the uncertainties we all have to live with nowadays. Within minutes, he was in the lobby of Der Spiker. Could he get the same room, please? He had decided to use it for another night or two.